Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Amen. We are excited, as we always are, when we're able to come together, lift up the name of Jesus, receive from the word of God, be encouraged. We are always excited. And to God be the glory for the great and awesome, mighty, powerful things that he is doing with us, through us, and for us. Amen. We are excited, and we thank you, all of our listeners, our supporters, our friends, even our haters. We thank you. We love you. And we are excited that you have joined in, that you have logged on, that you have connected with us on this kingdom call. And take a few moments, because we'll be here till about 10:30 Central Time. So go ahead and take a few moments and text your buddy and forward them the number, or email them right quick, and tell them to log on or to dial in. It's going to be enrichment. It's going to be rich. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be something that will cause them to stay in the race, be victorious, and keep running for the glory of God. So we are excited, and we welcome you again. We thank you for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We're coming to you from the Dallas, Texas area, and God has given us a beautiful day today, and we are excited about moving forward and the teaching that he has put on my heart to share. I am Elder Jordan, and this is the Kingdom Call. I want to pause for just a few moments to allow Sister Monica to come forth and share with you some of the exciting and great kingdom ministry opportunities that God has opened up for us, and to invite you to come and be a part of what he's doing. Wherever you are, if you're in the Metroplex, come on and join in and be a part of what God is doing. Are you there, my sister?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. We are so excited about this kingdom call on tonight. We want to encourage you all to plug in with us on Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. It's the Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line. You can dial 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. And the code is 772-937. 772-937. We also would like for you to continue to keep Elder Jordan and her team in prayer each third Sunday evening as she ministers to the women at the Luxterrick Jail. Also, we had our Laughter, Love to Life on last Friday. And when I tell you each woman brought something that we laughed about, we did laugh. We're looking forward to our next one, which will be on March 27th. It'll be the same time, the same place, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite. 75150, and I'm sorry, that's 7 o'clock. It begins at 7 o'clock. And that's 3213 I-30, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. Come prepared to laugh because we will get our laugh on. Also, we will be focusing on the family, and that will be coming up soon. In April, we're excited about the Resurrection Crusade that will be in South Dallas. And that it will be on the corner of South Boulevard and Colonial. It begins April the 17th at 7 p.m. Also on the 18th, it will begin at 3 p.m. And the 19th will be at 5 p.m. Dinner will be served each evening. We'll be in place for our old-time gospel singing, deliverance, and healing, and we're just believing God for breakthroughs for the South Dallas area. Anyone who is wanting or desiring to assist in any way, whether it's financial, whether it's praying, whether it's being a part of one of the teams that we're planning to take this crusade to the next level, please do not hesitate to give Elder Jordan a call. We also have coming up April 25th, Elder Jordan will be at the Women's Conference at God's Holy Temple. In May, we will be hosting the National Day of Prayer. In July, Elder Jordan, along with the Changing Directions Christian Center, will be hosting a midnight prayer service. And that's from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., and that will be in DeSoto. Also, you can plug in and make sure you stay connected with Elder Jordan on her social media with Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, if you have any prayer requests, please send them to lwjministries@gmail.com. As always, if you would like to be of a support to Elder Jordan, you may send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501, that's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185, or you can do so through PayPal at lindajordanministries.com. And as a reminder, PayPal deducts 3% from each donation, so just keep that in mind when you're making your donations. And we are excited about the events that are coming up because it's all for the kingdom of God. We take no credit for anything that we are doing. Everything is about God and his people, and we're looking forward to the souls being saved in these events. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Monica. Thank you so much for those awesome calendar of events. And so I hope that all of you had your pencil and pen and your calendar because you could clearly hear that we are on the move, that God is moving us forward all for his glory. We are excited about the Laughter Love to Life. We are invite you to come and be a part of that social. It's an awesome outlet for the people of God and for all people. And then I want to just reemphasize on our upcoming Resurrection Crusade. Amen. We're stepping into the season of the resurrection. And how many know that you know, how many of you know people that need to be resurrected, that they're walking daily and walking? Amen. And so we want you to be a part of that. We want you to begin to pray for us and pray for the souls and pray for the South of Dallas community and come out. We're going to be outside on the streets. We are taking him to the streets. And so we're going to be in the South of Dallas area, and that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And begin to tell someone and put it on the calendar. If you can't come every night, come at least one night and send somebody to come the other night. We have to reach the lost at all costs. Amen. So help us. Pray for us. Sow into this good ground. We're going to be feeding them every night because guess what? You cannot get much of my attention when I'm hungry, naturally. But when you give me something to eat, you can, after you feed my natural soul, my spirit man, be still and listen. And so we want you to be a part of what we're doing. We want to show the world how excellent our God is. And so please, you know, connect with us. And be a part of what we are doing. Be praying. We're excited about this crusade. We don't see many people on the street. So connect with us and help us do this in a grand way because we're letting our light shine. And it's kingdom. This is kingdom. So we have people, just to let you know, we have people connecting with us from all denominations, all races, all different churches because it's kingdom. It's kingdom. It's what the kingdom of God is supposed to do. So I'm excited, and I pray that you catch on fire with what we're doing. And to God be the glory. Thank you so much for sharing that, Monica. And I'm excited about my live audience. I have another, as you can hear them, I have another live listening audience. And so I welcome you guys. Thank you, ladies, for being a part of this live broadcast. And we are just excited about what God is doing. Amen. And so we're going to get into our study. We've been talking about the armor and being prepared for war. Amen. Being prepared for war, because we are truly in a battle, but we have to learn how we need to fight, how we need to dress, and how we need to prepare ourselves for the battle, amen, because we really do win. We really do win. And so after the teaching, we want to, we have some prayer requests, and we want to take time to pray fervently over the prayer request and have the intercessors that's a part of our ministry to connect and join in by faith as we bring the prayer request before the Lord. So this is going to be a powerful time. So just join your faith with us as we break bread, hallelujah, as we break this bread together, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We were talking from the book of Ephesians, and we started at Ephesians just to read the verses and give a quick review. And we're going to just go through the whole armor, and wherever we end up is when we'll stop the series. We don't want to rush because, see, the enemy comes to steal the word, amen? And so we want to reiterate and review and allow this study the word of God concerning our armor, glory to God, the word of God concerning being prepared, amen. We want to make sure that we have an understanding, make sure that it gets down into the deep depth of our souls, amen, so that we win, amen. So that we stand, so that we are victorious, amen, even in the midst of the battle, amen. So we're going to take our time, amen. The teachers and the statistics said that we don't receive but about 10% of what has been taught. So review is good. Review is good, amen. We're not going to allow the enemy to snatch what God is trying to teach us when he is building us up to be victorious in this army, amen. So I'm going to read from Ephesians 6 chapter, starting at the 10th verse, and I'm reading the New Living Translation, so it may read slightly different from your translation, but it will all mean the same. And so here we begin at the 10th verse, and it says, "A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor, so that you'll be able to stand against all strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not, or we fight not against the flesh and blood enemies, but against the rulers and authorities of unseen worlds, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing." Amen? We want to stop right there. After the battle, I want you, my sister, I want you, my brother, to still be standing. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So, as a quick review on the last time, hallelujah, we talked about knowing or soon finding out after we accept Christ and we become Christians, it's not too long after that that we realize that we're in a battle, amen, because the enemy immediately starts to come against us. He doesn't do a lot when he has us, but when we make a conscious decision, when we make a verbal confession, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, the enemy's antennas shoot straight up, and he begins to horn in on you, amen? And so you will soon come to find out, oh, yeah, I'm in a battle. Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was like this. We're in a battle. And so we talked about three enemies, that we are faced with in this battle. It's the world, remember, the flesh, and the devil. And and the way the world is, it's the world system, that opposes God and his word. And we have the lust of the flesh, we have the lust of the eye, and we have the pride of life. All of that that fights against the things of God. Amen? We talked about the different names of the devil. Amen? One of them we talked about was the accuser of the brethren. Amen? Told us in Revelation that he goes before God day and night trying to accuse us before the throne of God. We also called him a tempter. Mm-hmm. You know, he tries to tempt you. He tries to tempt me. He's a tempter with this, that, and the other. He's a tempter. And Matthew 4:3 says, if you are the Son of God, then you, Jesus, turn these stones into bread. He's a tempter. If he tries to tempt Jesus, surely he will try to trip you and me. Amen? Talked about the God of this age. Amen? The God of this world. That's one of his names. He's the God of this world. And he goes around blinding the minds of the unbelievers. Amen? Trying to keep them away from the gospel, keeping them out of the light of Jesus, from the light of Jesus Christ. And then the one that I really kind of talked about last time as one of his names and who he is the angel of light. Come on here, the angel of light, the angel of light. And that was in 2 Corinthians, and I'd just like to look at that again because an angel of light makes you think that that is an angel of the Lord. But he comes, and I'll just read it. Let's just go to the word, 2 Corinthians 11:13 says, that these people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as an apostle of Christ. But I am not surprised. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguises themselves as servants of righteousness. Come on now. Come on. He disguises. He masquerades. He makes you think that this is God. He makes you think that these are the angels of God, but they are masquerading as angel of light when they are sent from the kingdom of darkness itself. And so we want to be aware how crafty, how cunning the devil is. He will come as an angel of light. That's why we have to know. That's why we have to be prepared. That's why we have to put on the full armor of God. Amen?
Amen.
And then we said that Satan, on our last time we met, who is a created being, he was called the son of the morning, amen? But he got full of himself with pride and all puffed up, wanting to be like God, that he was brought all the way down, amen? Cool. Just reminding us of where we were and where we're getting ready to go. We talked about his organized agents, remember? The righteous servants, amen? That disguises themselves as righteous agents, righteous servants of God. And I call them organized agents, organized crime watchers, amen? And Paul clearly describes them as principalities and rulers from Ephesians 6:12. He and his demonic creatures, they are there to assist him as he send out attacks against the believers. Amen? That's why, remember, we talked about last time that Satan is not everywhere at the same time. He's not all-knowing and all-powerful like our God. He is nowhere near our God. Amen? But because he have all of these imps, because he have all of these demonic forces that he sins on assignment. Remember we talked about if we as believers were as committed and diligent to God and the kingdom of God as these demons are committed to Satan, we would have some stuff going on in the body of Christ.
Mm.
Because these demons, they don't stop. They don't rest. They don't give up. They continue. When one is taking a break, the next group has already built themselves up, received their assignment from the devil, and have gone out against the body of Christ. And so we have to know what we are dealing with. Paul calls them principalities and rulers of darkness. So we have to understand that there is a spiritual battle going on in the world that we live in, amen, and in the spheres of the heavenlies, amen. And we are a part of the battle, amen. We are a part of this battle, amen. So we have to therefore then be prepared. If I'm a part of this battle, I have to be prepared. If I'm a part of this battle, I need to know. I need to be aware, amen. And we walk in victory so that we end up as winners, amen. We are winners, amen? But we have to be aware, amen. Now, this battle, as we know, is not against human beings. It's not against us, brothers and sisters, man, woman, boy and girl. It's not against humans. It is against spiritual powers, amen? And that's how we kind of get off base, or, you know, we get kind of turned around with this, because we see who it's coming from. We see who's doing this. And so we think it's actually the person. But we have to realize that that person, for whatever reason, has yielded itself to allow this evil spirit to come in and use them to do the act. Amen. We have to understand that Paul reminds us that you wrestle not against your sister and brother. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's against the wickedness. That's why we have to know, amen, that we fight against wicked spirits. But needless to say that greater is he that is within us. Greater is he that is within us than the enemy who tries to come against us. Amen? And so we understand, to help us understand that this thing is strong. It's strong. Spiritual powers. Amen. In the heavenlies. I was reminded when I was studying this, it referenced the book of Daniel. Come on now. And Daniel talks about Satan's agents struggling against the angels of God. It was a control going on. That was a battle. That was warfare. That was some heaviness in the heavenlies. We won, but this is just to remind us what we're dealing with. And when you get a chance, you want to look at that. That was Daniel's, the 10th chapter, amen, somewhere around the 13th verse, I believe, amen. So we are wasting our time, saints, when we're fighting each other. Come on. When we're going against our boss, and when we're going against the teachers and the counselors, amen. Even when we're coming up against our loved ones, our spouses and our children, that's the wrong person. We're fighting the wrong battle, amen. Our fight is with the devil, amen. And that's what this series is about, to help us to turn our anger, our energy, our fight to the right person, amen, to really forgive, you know, because you've targeted the wrong person. They're innocent. They're innocent. They didn't know that they were open target. They didn't know that the enemy used them. But you, spiritual one, you spiritual one, you ought to recognize. Yes. You ought to see. Yes. And you ought to be able to respond in the right way. Love them and deal with that spirit, amen? Love them and deal with that spirit, amen? It's a spirit, and it's a spiritual battle, and you fight spirit by the Spirit of God, amen? Now, we had mentioned last time as we talked that, you know, he's not Satan, and we're talking about Satan because we're talking about war, amen, and he is a part of our war. So, you know, we don't want to give him all the glory, but we're bringing awareness, amen. We're making you aware so you are not off guard, amen, so you will understand that, yes, I need to put on the armor every time I get up. Yes, I need to stay girded up with my armor. Amen. Yes, I need to remind others, put on your armor, get dressed. Don't allow the enemy to fool you. Don't allow him to take you down. Don't allow him to trick you. Amen. And so we talk about this not to give him glory, but we talk about this to get an understanding. Amen. So that we are grounded and rooted. Amen. And knowing what God says and how we need to come against it, amen. And so we don't want to underestimate the power or the trickery of the enemy, amen. Because remember, we talked about him being the tempter. How easily is it for us to be tempted? Come on now, I don't care if it's if you're fasting and he done tempt you with my favorite Bluebell ice cream. He's a tempter, amen? And so you need to know. You need to know. It doesn't matter if you struggle in an area of pornography, amen? He's a tempter. That's a powerful thing. That's a powerful spirit. He will lure you if you don't have on your armor, because he can get in.
Come on,
if there's a place that is unguarded, come on, because you've not put on every piece, or you missed a piece, or you didn't put the piece on properly, come on now, you have left an entrance way for him to get in. And so we don't want to underestimate the power of the enemy. Remember, he's an angel of light. He wants to fool you. He wants to trick you. Amen. So you need to know who you're dealing with and how you need to come against them, amen? Why do we need to know that we need to be prepared, amen? Why do we need to be prepared? Good question. I heard somebody, I heard y'all say that in the spirit, amen? I got the answer. Amen. Now, when I was studying, God reminded me, now look at this, this is good. Why we need to be prepared. Remember the story of Job in the Bible. Amen. He tells us he had power. The devil snatched everything from Job. God didn't do that. The devil did that. Amen. He snatched all of his wealth. He afflicted him in his body. He destroyed his home. Amen. He took his wealth. Amen. He stripped him. He stripped Job. And so you ask, why do you need to be prepared for war? So the devil won't do to you what he did to Job. Come on here. Come on. You're not any better. You're not any better. He can come and do the same thing to you. Amen. If you are not in a position to fight against the wiles of the enemy, amen. Because if you remember, Jesus reminds us that Satan, the accuser, that he comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy.
Yes.
Now, you ask me why you need to be prepared for war. If he comes to kill you need to be prepared to fight. If he comes to destroy you, you need to be prepared to fight. If he comes to take everything you have that God has blessed you with, I'm going to need you to put on the whole armor of God and fight in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So that is why we are trying to learn not how to get prepared, but how to stay prepared, and even more importantly, to know why. Because the devil doesn't play fair. He wants to kill me. The devil doesn't play fair. He wants to destroy you. The devil does not play fair. He wants to sap your children, your health, and everything that you have if you're living for the Lord. If you're trusting in the Lord, you are the enemy's target. Amen? And so, therefore, I'm going to need you to put on the whole armor of God and stand and stand and stand. And not only is Satan strong, but the Bible says that he's wise. He's subtle. So if he's subtle, that means that he's, you know, he's clever. Amen. It says that we fight against the wiles of the devil. Amen. The wiles of the devil. Now, when I looked at that wiles, it so clearly describes the adversary. It so clearly describes the tempter. It clearly describes the angel of light. It's cunning. It's cunning. The wiles, cunning. It's trickery. It entices you. The angel of light masquerades as light to entice you. Come on here. It masquerades as the angel of light to trip you. Yeah, glory to God. To trip you into what I want, to take you off of your path that you're walking in righteousness, fooling you to think that following me is the way of righteousness and not following God. Amen. Trick you. He's cunning. He's cunning. The wiles of the enemy. Therefore, saints, we cannot be ignorant of his devices. We must know. We must know. We cannot be ignorant of his devices. So we remember that he masquerades as the angel of light. We also remember that he has his agents of servants as serving as righteousness, amen. And another word, and we're going to bring it to a close so we can pray, and we'll continue on next time, probably with the equipment, the pieces. But this other word that Paul so wonderfully uses is a very descriptive word that I like. And he uses wrestle in this text. I like that. That's a very interesting word that he used, wrestle. Amen. In this battlefield, in this military picture of getting dressed for war, he says, wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. And so when I look at that, when you do that, you wrestle. Wrestlers use their hands. They use their hands when they're wrestling, amen? So that tells me that I'm using the outside of me as well as the inside of me, that we are not spectators at a wrestling match. It is hand-to-hand battle for you and me. We are wrestling, amen? Hand-to-hand battle, and we will not let go until God blesses us, amen? And it is his truth of God's word that brings light into what he's teaching us, that we can walk in the deliverance. Amen. And so we want to, like I said, finish this segment talking about getting dressed, why we need to get dressed, understanding the garments, amen? And I like using the word equipment. That just, when I have my equipment, I just feel so much more ready, amen? And I look at the armor as my equipment. I look at the armor as what I need as weaponry to win the battle. So since we're fighting the imps and his agents in the spirit world, we need special equipment, amen? We need offensive equipment and defensive equipment. And guess what? We need it all the time. I was talking to my husband about this football thing, and I know that when on the offense and the defense, when the offense is trying to move in, then the defense come in from one team, and then when they're going forward on the opposite side, the other team goes forth. So both of the offense and the defense teams are not working together all the time. But for us, we're putting on the offense and the defense all the time. And God gives us that equipment to wear all the time. We don't need the offense for a certain time and the defense for a certain time. We need both of them on all the time. Can I get a witness right there? Amen.
Amen.
And the good thing is that God provided it for us, amen? And we just need to make sure that we don't miss one piece of it. Do you understand? We do not need to miss not one piece of God's armor. And that's why we're going to learn and study and take our time to make sure that we remember it, amen, that it's in our spirit, that is in our thoughts, that I need this for this, and I need that for that. And we're going to go through that, amen, because Satan is always looking for that unguarded area, amen, because it's in that unguarded area that he can attack, amen. It's in that unguarded area that the enemy will come against us and cause us to be defeated, amen? So it is important that we have and we put on and we not miss not one piece of the armor, amen? Tell yourself, I need all of the armor. Hallelujah, I need all of the armor. Amen. I don't need to miss not one piece. Amen. Because it's going to take things, every piece, to withstand the enemy. Amen. And the good thing is that all of this is done by faith. Amen. It's all done by faith. Amen. God has given all of us a measure of faith. Amen. And so we have what we need, amen, to get the job done, to walk this walk victoriously. We have what we need. And so I am excited. Romans, and I'll end with this on Romans 8:31. And it says, the day is evil, and the enemy is evil. And I love it when there's always a but, don't you? But if God be for us, come on now, who can really be against us? Amen? Even with all of this talk about this old Satan, the accuser, the tempter, amen, all of this old talk about the angel of light. But it says, Paul reminds us, if God is for us, it doesn't matter It doesn't matter what the enemy is saying. It doesn't matter what his imps, his agents is saying. We are victorious. We are winners because greater is he that is in us than the enemy who tries to come against us. Who can be against us? Who can be against us if God is for us? Amen? Hallelujah. To God be the glory for sharing his word. Amen? For sharing his word with us on tonight. I am excited. I tell you, glory to God. When I begin to study and just speak on the powerful word of God, it does something to me. It just it ignites me. Glory to God. It builds me up. It reminds me that I can step on the serpent and scorpion and have all power over the enemy. Come on up in here. When I study his word and I'm reminded, amen, you know, that the accuser goes before the Father, but the Father rebukes him and sends him back because he knows who I am. Hallelujah. I get excited when I can study the word of God and take it in. Hallelujah. Oh, it just it lets me know that I'm a winner. Amen. We are winners.
Yes,
so,
amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless everybody. Before we have some time to pray, we do have our prayer request that has been sent in, and we do want to remind you to send them in, text them, email them, and we are getting ready to open up the line so that the intercessors, as a part of the ministry, will join faith together, amen, and believe God for your miracle, for your breakthrough, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Now, I do have my listeners. And with my live audience, did you want to quickly share from tonight's lesson or release a prayer request? Amen.
Well, I thank you, praise God, for the lesson tonight. Putting on the whole armor is so important and so timely, and it's a wonderful reminder. I'm so happy for this lesson. I'm growing from it. And I praise God, and I just want to put a request in to young people, for the youth to put on,
youth
all over the world, all over the globe, to put on the armor of God, because the enemy is after the innocent one. He's after them before they can even know what this world is all about. But they can know who Jesus is. So, amen. I'm stirred up too, Elder Jordan, over this lesson about putting on the whole armor. Amen.
Praise God.
God be the glory. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone else?
Yeah.
We got the youth in here. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying for them. Amen.
Yes,
anyone
Lord.
Else? Yes. Anyone else? Hallelujah. You're on the air. Praise God. Amen. Well, we will open up the intercessors. You are coming through, so we will join our faith and begin to lift up, hallelujah, the prayer request. We have the one that was already requested for the youth. Amen. So we certainly are going to as we always do, lift, bring our youth before the Lord tonight. We also will be praying for Lorraine Smith and Beverly Taylor's nephew, who needs healing mm-hmm. from cancer. We have Sister Urgy from Tennessee who wants prayer for her family and for her son who's in the military. And Minister Roberts from Alabama, praise God, who's wanting prayer for Kayla in a decision that she's mm-hmm. making. We want to pray as we visit the jail on Sunday. We want to pray for the women at the Lusteric Jail. Hallelujah. We want to pray for mm-hmm. deliverance to cancel out this repeat offenders, that they will be set totally and completely free. Hallelujah. In Jesus' Amen. Name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anything, anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we come in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We come in the name that is above every name, Father. We come in the name of Yeshua, the one who died for us. We come in that mighty, powerful name, Lord God. And we come giving you praise and giving you all the glory, Lord God, that you are so worthy of, Father. God, we ask you to first forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, anything that would separate us from you, Father. We just thank you tonight, Lord God, that you are faithful and you are just, Lord God, to forgive if we come with a heart of repentance, Lord God. And so tonight, Lord God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, oh God, for the listeners tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for the intercessors that are releasing their faith and joining our faith together, Lord God, to believe you, my Father, for these prayer requests, Lord God. And we thank you tonight that as we study to put on the full armor of God, Lord God, we put on the armor, Lord God, and we understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord God. We understand, Lord God, that there are spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord God. And we come speaking to the principalities in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, God, that your word reminds us that one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. So, God, we thank you for the number of believers that's in the room connected as we join our faith together to put the enemy on the run, Lord God. Father, we thank you tonight for divine healing. We decree and we declare that by your stripes, Lord God, those that are afflicted in their bodies are healed, Lord God. We thank you for new body parts. We thank you that thy will be done on earth, Lord God, as it is in heaven. God, we know that there's no sickness in heaven. And we thank you for healing and canceling out, Lord God, every form of cancer, every tumor, Lord God, every aneurysm, Lord God, every spinal stroke, Lord God, oh God, seizures and mental illness, my Father, oh God, high blood pressure and low blood pressure, we cancel out heart attacks and heart conditions, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, for it is of the children's bread, my God, we decree praise reports to come forth, Lord God, for a testimony of your marvelous working power, Lord God. Father, tonight we pray for those, Lord God, that are struggling with addictions and, Lord God, drugs. Sister asked for family prayer for some of our family members on drugs. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you would draw them unto you, Lord God. We ask that you would pick them up out of the muck and the miry, Lord God, and place their feet on solid foundation of your word. Oh, God, put the right people in their path to minister. Oh, God, you said if I be lifted up, you would draw all men. Father, we lift you up tonight, God. We lift you up tonight, God. You would draw them up to you, my Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for chains of addiction falling off, chains of pornography falling off, chains of homosexuality falling off, chains of eating disorders falling off, chains of lying falling off, chains of stealing falling off. God, chains that keep people in bondage. God, we decree that they are broken by the power of your word, by the power of your blood tonight. Lord God, and call them to run to you, oh God. Call them to run into you, Lord God, where they can be saved, safe and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God. We pray tonight for the son that is in the military and those, oh God, who are fighting and protecting, Lord God, in the armed forces, somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, oh God, somebody's husband, somebody's son. Father, you know where they are, God. We ask that you would protect them on the battlefield. We ask that you would cover their minds and keep them in perfect peace. We ask, Lord God, that you would give them keen ears and keen eyes to see the enemy afar off. God, we ask that you would bring them back home to their families in their right mind. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray for our young people, Lord God. We pray for the now generation, Lord God. And we say, God, draw them in by your power. We bind the enemy from stepping them out and taking them out before they live the fullness. And we come against premature death. We come against all of what they come against. We stand in the gap and we say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, and you cannot have our children. We pray for the children all around the world, Lord God. Those that are caught up, Lord God, in sex trafficking, those that are caught up in gambling, those that are caught up in selling them themselves, those that are caught up in homosexuality, those that are caught up, Lord God, in mental conditions and, oh God, bipolar and schizophrenia, and those that are caught up in cutting themselves, and those that want to be so high that they don't know where they are. God, we pray for them. We pray for them tonight, God. And we thank you, my Father, oh God, that they will live and they will declare the works of the Lord and they will smile with you and they will not be ashamed of you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for all of the pastors and we pray for the bishops and the evangelists and the missionaries and those that are teaching and preaching. We lift them up tonight, Lord God. We pray for our government and we pray for the school system and we pray for the president tonight. God, we ask so that you would intervene, oh God, over our country and around our world. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and we come against this ISIS situation. And God, we just come standing in the gap tonight. God, we just come lifting it all up to you, God. Oh God, beholding the good and the bad. God, in the name of Jesus, move as only you can do. Intervene, Lord God. Somebody has lost their daddy tonight, Lord God. Somebody has lost their mama tonight. God, lift up the bowed down head, Lord God. Touch the broken hearted tonight. Mend relationships. Restore marriages. Restore mothers and daughters. Restore fathers and sons. Father, in in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for doing what only you can do, oh God. So, God, we bring these prayer requests before you, and we thank you that they come up, oh, God, as a sweet fragrance in your nostrils, Lord God. Oh, God, and the angels hearken unto your voice, my Father, to be about your business, Lord God. Father, we decree and declare breakthrough. We decree that this word that we have heard will rest in the depths of our souls, Lord God, that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy, that we come out victorious in you, and that we bring others in, Lord God. We bring others in. Father, we just thank you now. Oh, God, if there's anyone listening that don't know you as their Savior, that they will accept you as Lord, that they will relinquish their life of darkness and be drawn to the light of the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And if there's someone listening that have stepped out of the ark of safety, God, thank you that right now they can come to you, God, because your arms are always stretched wide to receive back into the family. God, we thank you for this time, oh God, to bring our prayer requests before you, God. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for turning it around, oh God. Thank you for meeting that need. Thank you for lifting up that bowed down head. Thank you for wiping away the tears. Thank you, Father, oh God, for canceling out that, oh God, verdict, oh God, for canceling out that decision that could have been deadly, Lord God, for intervening. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, dear God. We give you praise. And we give you honor. And it is in the name that is above all names that we give this prayer. In the name of our mighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask it all in his name. Hallelujah. And everybody says hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise tonight, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Oh, for joining in and being a part of this kingdom call, because it is certainly kingdom time. I am Elder Jordan, and we thank you, and God bless you. May you richly receive the word, and may it take root in you. You can produce good fruit and stand against the wiles of the enemy. We'll be back here next week at 9:30. Please invite others to take an hour to just sit at the table and sup with us. Amen. Also want to encourage you, there are other shows on Granny's Place on Monday night. There is a talk show. There's also one on Thursday and Friday, and Saturday morning. And so if you have time, plug back in to listen to the other Christian program. It's all about building the kingdom of God up in the name of Jesus. Is that all right? Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Just listen to this as we end the broadcast in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. God bless you. This
Elder Jordan, and it is a kingdom call.